Young Gotti. Talk big jigger, nigga. What?
Come on. Psycho, psycho, bitch ass nigga. So when you see the D-O-double-G sneak creep,
in the memory of the notorious B.I.G. Tupac Shakur, Roddy, nigga, Roddy.
Psycho, psycho, bitch ass nigga. So when you see the D-O-double-G sneak creep, low.
Young Hova in the house. Worldwide hustler. R.O.C. D.P.G. Motherfuckers. Hold up, love, you know Jigga Man resume. Blow up drugs, blast round, 4 pound, no mask or glove. Face down on the gravel, half gun, will travel. Out the blue steel barrel, get your crew killed. Paro ass niggas can't touch y'all.
I heard Grayson Allen was your favorite player. Yeah?
He from Duke, that's why I trip fuck with him, he Duke, he a Dookie.
Oh, I don't even know how I feel about you saying that like that.
He a Dookie.
He turned
that's
to be
they
a...
call it.
That's what they call it. I don't call it that.
Oh, all right. I'm just saying that's the, you know, the general term used for someone who went to Duke, played at Duke.
But that's more like a white people kind of term. Like we wouldn't have named it that. We wouldn't have named it, called them the Dookies.
So what you call them?
They've just been the Blue Devils.
The Blue Devils.
Like, remember how Pop Smoke said in the song, I'm a dog, a Blue Devil? You know what I'm saying? That's
oh
how
my
you.
God.
Right, but hold on. But if you play that, if you play that, North Carolina, you're a Tar Heel,
mm-hmm.
right? If you played like at Texas A&M, you're an Aggie. Mm-hmm. If you played at University of Florida, you're a Gator. Mm-hmm. If you played at Florida State, you're a Seminole. If you played at Duke, you're a Dookie.
Yeah, you're a Dookie.
No, you're a Blue Devil.
You're a Dookie. You're a Dookie.
And I don't like your tone right now while you're saying this. Okay, I don't like your tone, sir.
When they see each other at the open runs in the summer, they say, hey, there goes another Dookie.
Yeah.
No one says that.
That's what they say.
Not where I'm from. We don't. That's not how we say it.
So that's just against the code.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, okay. Listen, if that's how you want to say it, I'm not going to knock your hustle. But, you know, where I'm from, we call things, you know, we say things differently. It's like when you go to each different borough, right? In Queens, they say done. In Brooklyn, they say son, right? You know what I'm saying? Or they might say God, or somebody might say B, depending on where you at, what borough you from. But it all mean the same thing, right?
True.
I mean, would you buy into the term more if Coach K was saying it? Like if Coach says I'm proud of all my Dookies.
No man should say that name.
Why?
Because it's not.
Would you have a problem? I had a coach, his name was Dick. His name was Richard, but they just called him Dick.
Why wouldn't you just Dick call him Walker. Coach Rich?
I never understood that either.
Yeah. How you get Dick from Richard? Pause.
That's just what it is.
I don't know, bro.
that's a rhetorical question. Trip doesn't want to answer.
Oh, by the way, this is shooting the shit. Shooting the shit.
Shooting the motherfucking
shit.
How y'all feeling today?
Can't complain. Another one of those good days, man.
Okay.
It's the holiday season. How you gonna be upset? You know what I'm saying? During the holidays, it's a happy time. You're supposed to be extra happy during this time. So, you know what I'm saying?
Be. I do want to say, though, you know, because we're big on mental health, I, you know, always thinking about the people that's going through it this time of year, because I know that could be very difficult for anybody who got a lot on the mind right now.
Yeah.
But you're right, Trip. Holiday season, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, you should be happy. You should be joyful because this is that season. This is what it's about.
Exactly. So that's why I'm always, during this time of year, man, I'm always in a good mood. You know, like, I got my grandmother here, and I always spend Christmas with my grandmother. I think I missed, like, 1 year. But I got my grandmother here, so it's lit. I'm in a good space, man. I can't complain. Work is good. You know what I'm saying? The podcast is doing very well. You know, Real Fans is doing very well. I'm just grateful, man.
Oh, that's a fact. But I got to ask Fontaine, I see, when that drop right there?
Oh.
When that drop right there.
He tried to get sneaky on you.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on. I peeped it because, you know, Tripp and I was just talking the other day. You know, the gray 11s is about to drop. I see the gray sweatshirt. I'm like, hold on. That's a Delancey? Is that a one of one right there?
Yo, I just be getting stuff made, man. I'm going to start doing, making you laugh. Can't talk. I'm going to start getting more stuff made, man. Like, not hoodies, but just stuff overall. Hoodie. Maybe if I get a hoodie, I won't get a bottom. Do something different. Don't get it, you know, get the bottom, don't get the top. Try to have some different pieces or whatever. But I think I'm gonna make some more of these though. I like this color right now.
That journey looked dope. You gotta post that. You gotta post that on the gram, bro.
Yeah.
Facts.
That gray is a good color, man. That gray, and I threw the I'm thinking luxury, man. I keep telling y'all, this is what we doing. We gotta look at ourselves like we luxury. You put the price tag on it. You know what I'm saying? We make it look good.
Absolutely.
We make it fly.
Absolutely.
I see them curls getting longer.
Yeah, man. I didn't see the barber for a little bit, so the waves grew out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna rock it like this for a little bit. Then I'll cut it back down probably after the holidays.
Fuck him up, like just let him know, hey, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm. I can do this. You know, I'm not bald and out here. I'm good. I can do this.
You back?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. When I got the hair curly, it's real Latino vibes. Then it's a lot more Southside gets played in a car. You know, okay, it's a whole different energy at that point.
Papi,
you're right. You know what I'm saying? It's a different vibe then.
Oh, it must be a long hair, Eric.
Right, you know what I'm saying? My hair grew out a little bit. Now, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to sip on Bacardi or Brugal and shit. You know, it's a different vibe, you know.
What? Yo, this dude, Moore has been out mad long. Like, what was the injury he suffered?
Talking about the Morris brother that got hurt against Denver?
With the Jokic situation. Because he's still injured.
Unless he separated that shoulder. Right. Which I don't remember them saying that.
Yeah, but he's still out. He ain't been playing. I'm looking at him right now. I just seen him on the sidelines in plain clothes right now. I haven't really seen him playing. I didn't think it was that bad that he would still be out.
Yeah, I would have to double check that to see what he's been out for so long about. But anyway, fellas, let's get into some shit, man. What we got on the agenda tonight?
We got. Let's see. Oh, let's get into the old heads on they bullshit. The fucking the verses, man. With Busy and them was wilding out. Bone Thugs. 3-6
Mafia.
I told y'all, I was a Bone Thugs fan growing up in 3-6.
Everybody was a Bone Thugs fan.
Yeah. They got him in Savage, buddy.
But they wild out though. They had like, don't fuck this shit up for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody else is up here fighting and doing no wild bill shit. Like, come on. We even freaking Jeezy and Gucci kept it fucking peaceful. Don't come up here fucking shit up for everybody, yo. If Jeezy and Gucci could keep this shit peaceful and nothing happened, everything be a fucking epic night. Like, come on, man. Y'all got to get y'all shit right.
They still a little hood, though. They still be around the way a little bit, no? Jeezy and Gucci individually are doing different things, you know what I mean, to where they're like their own entity versus like 3-6 and those people are more like group still.
Yeah, I mean, and they're basically like more of a cult follower. They're not the top rappers right now, you know, as far as just notoriety and buzzworthy, but they have that legendary type of status. You know what I'm saying? Like where they're going to be around because they have those records that transcend time. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be around, but they're not like the top guys out here as far as say, they selling millions of records. They all over the place performing and everywhere like that. They getting all the awards because they're not really putting out. I mean, they put out work, but it's not
you
like
trying to get that Thug Eternal.
Yeah, it ain't like Thug is Rugged Bone. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not active like that. And you know, and as far as you know, musically.
I mean, this is the other side of the hip hop culture, man. You know, every artists or musician, they don't age well. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats, the alcohol is still flowing like when they was younger, you know, but the mindset ain't the same. And you have little conflicts like this. I'm glad it didn't go left. But this is the other side of it, man. You bring a group out that really ain't quote unquote frontline of hip hop anymore. So this is probably one of the bigger bags they've gotten over the last few years. They got, you know, Ciroc is an official sponsor, so they probably had went through 3 or 4 bottles in the back before they even came on stage.
Yeah.
So, that's just the vibe. It's different. Listen, Jada could come on stage and be drunk and have a good time because Jada been getting to the back. So this is just another night at the office for Jada.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But for somebody who ain't really been getting to the bag and it's like, the check cleared, we getting free Ciroc? Oh, shit. Now, you know, it turns into that other aspect and that other side of things.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's a little bit different. Jada on Queens right now. He on the show on ABC with Even and Brandy and, you know, Cam and all of them. So Jada getting them bags right
now. Isn't that a beautiful thing, though?
I love it. And I fuck right, with like, that show, bro.
I haven't started watching. I saw the commercial again. I'm gonna get into it, but it's a beautiful thing because in our late teenage years, you know, early 20s, as we were, you know, getting out of high school, college, and adult life, we used to always hear the horror stories about the artist who was flat broke. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't getting no money. They ain't been putting out no music. Mm-hmm. Now that's kind of changed. The whole narrative's changed because all them artists that we grew up on, they still doing tours. They still got shows. They still being productive, getting money. You see somebody like, obviously, Jay, businessman, Nas, a businessman, 50, a businessman, where they still getting to it. You know, these ain't dudes who's like, oh, just because I ain't putting out new music, I'm flat broke now.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, times have changed, man. The game is older, too, you know? You think you talking about being 50 in the rapping back in the 90s? It was kind of like it was a rap for you. Now, like, you know, Ross and them, they got on late, right? 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz was around for a minute, but back when he was Titty Boy, that's when he was young. You know what I mean? So times definitely have changed. You know that they evolved. They get way more money, man. Those old groups from the 90s, they have more of a cult following, like the groups we saw. They can go overseas and get a bag. And get to see the world.
Well, a lot of those groups, like Onyx, Wu-Tang, like a lot of those groups, you know, from like the 90s, they're still making a killing touring, you know, overseas. But just as far as where they are right now in current hip hop, like they're not the most popular, you know what I'm saying, rappers in you know what I mean, right now. So the young guys got it. That's how it always is. The young guys got it right now.
It's a young man's sport.
Yeah. You know, and you got so many fucking rappers out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Cardi. You got ASAP. You got Moneybagg Yo. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace.
They're kind of the older guys, though, to the
Kendrick,
kids.
J. Cole. Yeah, like, there's so many freaking rappers that are out right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no... It's hard to stay lit and be... Let's say you're ranked in the top 5 in hip-hop. For fucking 20 years. That's damn near impossible. You know what I mean? For guys to be... Like, there's a handful of artists that have done that. And that's why we refer to them as, you know, the greatest artists. Because their legacy has carried on for freaking decades.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely different. Even when, you know, being in the Bronx, we run into... what's this guy's name? From the... he used to be a Bronxhead all the time.
Melly Mel?
Melly Mel. Yeah, man. Like, even, like, that generation, we be laughing at them sometimes because they be mad hype. Like, yo, that's Melly Mel. But Melly Mel a god, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like...
He's one of them ones. Because when you have those pieces of work that can transcend through time, your legacy is able to continue on.
Yeah.
Even when you're not active like you were. But if you have those type of records, like, you know, there's certain songs that's gonna get played at every fucking party.
I'm just saying, like, just cause we younger, you know, we do the same shit that the kids do now. Like, fuck yeah. God, it was funny though, you know.
Like, the only person, like, it'll probably take a while to like, for people, let's just say, to like talk differently, will probably be Hov, because he's been the most active, not even just musically, but just in everything. Yeah. Like, Hov is just everywhere, so he's always going to get mentioned. Like, it's going to be hard. As long as he's living, he's going to be continuing to do stuff, so it'll be hard to not mention Hov. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't happen every day like that.
That's true.
Most artists don't have that type of fucking longevity.
I think I want to get some effing with this frozen lemonade, by the way.
You know what? I'm going to fuck with you on that. Fuck with you on that one. I feel like having a drink.
Frozen lemonade and effing is proper. Non-flavored or flavored?
No, non-flavored.
Yeah, it's proper.
That way, yeah, because that way it'll just take the flavor of the drink. So, yeah, that's a good choice, huh?
Mm.
Good job, man. I'm going to have to give you a pound on that. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Shazam. Yeah, I keep, for some reason, I keep thinking last week was Thanksgiving.
Was it last week?
No,
it was 2 weeks ago.
Nah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a blur, man. It's a blur. What else we got? Let's see.
Can we talk about, because was that video of Academics trying to scream on that chick? That was recent.
Recent. The second video, I put in the other video because it's one from another angle. And that's when, after he was completely out of pocket and completely disrespectful to the woman on there.
Yeah.
She... there's video of her going to her bag to get her gun. Oh. And whoever else was there is like getting in between them and like trying to calm her down. But he's a complete fucking clown, bro. Complete fucking clown.
Yeah, she was gonna shoot the boy.
Listen,
I don't blame her, son.
Everybody don't be playing yo, like
she
that.
She came up there with that thing, bro.
Like, don't get it.
Eric. Shout out to Mike Stone. We had the honor of meeting him a few years ago when he came on set. And we know the stories of Mike Stone and, you know, his street credentials. But if you guys haven't, there's a the $1 million worth of game recently had academics on the show. And Wallow, there's a segment on there where Wallow tried to get Ak and Mike Stone to have a conversation because he felt like, look, you know, Ak, younger dude, maybe didn't quite understand where Mice was coming from with some of the things he was saying. And then in turn, he tried to attack Mice on with some things he was saying. And they were trying to warn Ak, like, yo, this energy you putting out there of, oh, if somebody got a problem with me, pull up on me. It's going to happen, bro. Yeah. Somebody going to pull up on you. And it's going to be when you least expect it. And you're going to get embarrassed. And what Mice was trying to explain to him was like, yo, whether, you know, it ain't up to try to threaten you or none of that. But when you don't come from them environments, you got to watch the energy you put out there because you're going to put a certain energy out there that you're not ready for. And of course, Ak being ignorant as hell and for whatever reason, I don't know why, because within the same interview, he admitted himself that he didn't want problems with Meek and that he was happy that they squashed their issue. But then later on, when it came to my song, was like, I'm a man first. He got to respect me. He talking all crazy and shit. And it's like, where the fuck is this energy coming from, bro? And then to see this video now is like, this who you think you are, my nigga? Like, you really think you that dude? You talking crazy to a female because she didn't pay a babysitter for her kid?
Yeah.
And she got to go home to her kid. So now you trying to talk down to her?
Got him thinking he popping, man.
Nah, he's completely out of pocket, son.
I said this before, man. A lot of these like real popular people are some corny motherfuckers, man. They just believed in themselves when they got them there, and you other motherfuckers thought that it was just funny, and then they got and that's how they ended up there. The same way fucking Trump ended up in the fucking White House.
And but he said himself, and I'm sorry to cut you off, and I just wanted to throw this in there too. He said himself in the interview. If you get a chance, listen. I'm telling you, the interview was actually pretty good because Wallow and Gilly was on him. There wasn't no cookie cutter questions. He said himself, he came from Jamaica. He was kind of the eyeball in New York. He didn't really have friends like that, none of that type of shit. So when he got out of college and started doing this thing on YouTube and all that is where he kind of found his space in the world. Like, all right, this is what I could do. I'm entertaining. I could talk on certain topics. People paying attention to me. So you yourself always known that you was kind of an eyeball. But now that you got some bread, you think you cool. Now that you know some people in the game, you think like, You almost living like you 16 years old again, like this who you always was. You was never that.
Yeah. It's just, bro, like, you're getting a little, how Jake said it? Oh, man, I forgot he said it. You getting a little money, you start feeling yourself. You know, he getting a little popularity. He probably got a couple of bad IG models in his DM and shit because he getting, only because he getting money, though.
He not getting them right, though.
You know what I'm saying?
He not getting them right, though. No. What's his line? What he saying?
It don't matter because once you got that certain level of fame, mm-hmm. you know, joints is going to fuck with you regardless because they looking for the bag.
He probably be talking to them crazy, so, too.
Because it's like, bro, like, nah, it's just the way... He probably do because the way he talked to that woman tonight, that's probably how he be talking. Because he probably, you know, one of them, I'm going to get money now and start getting arrogant for getting who you are. But... You're going to do that with the wrong one at the right time, and you're going to get some act right.
Yeah. She going to fuck around and have hands.
Because could you imagine if that, like, if Shorty had the grip on her, mm-hmm. how left could that have been? All because you wanted to feel like you was the man in that moment by trying to shit on a female. Yeah. Like, if you had spoke that way to a man, and he'd allowed that to happen... I probably would have been like, all right, you know, whatever, this is what it is. But come on, bro, you can't. Nah, not with no females. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Like, you wilding, bro. You really out of pocket for that.
He lucky that Shorty went for the grip in that podcast setting and not just waited for him outside.
Yeah.
Because if she would have just waited for him outside, if she would have waited for him outside, she would have let off a couple rounds and he would have been shit out of luck.
Yeah.
Basically.
That shit is wild, man.
But I mean, you know, we've talked about this before, man. You know, some of these dudes, and Ak ain't much younger than us, but some of these dudes, again, man, it's this, you know, social media environment, bro. It got a lot of y'all feeling like something that y'all really not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know for a fact that, you know, he not built like that. The same way we talked about 6ix9ine, you not built like that. But it's easy to be that character when the cameras is rolling because, you know, there's pretty much no repercussions from that. You know, you can act out right now and show your ass and ain't nothing going to really happen. You know what I'm saying? And then 9 times out of 10, because of the platform he's on, because who he is, I'm sure he got security around him. I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, he not walking up and down the street, because as reckless as he talk, he got to keep somebody with him to make sure, like, yo, this shit don't go left. Somebody run down on me one day and then I'm really fucked where I got to stand on what I said.
Kind of like that, the guy that found that money in the wall, Joel Osteen's church. Then they gave your man some hush money, and they like, I don't know why they not reaching out to me.
Joel Osteen been a little fishy for a little bit anyway, man.
Yeah.
That's wild, Joe. And then they had like some little case or something like that saying that they lost the money or whatever, the collection or whatever. That's wild.
It's always been some finicky shit. I tell you, ever since the what was it, the hurricane that hit Houston,
he shitted on people.
Yeah, it was like, nah, bro, I don't rock with you like that.
He shitted on the people then.
Yeah,
I believe he got several million dollars through the PPP loan as well.
I believe he did too. Yeah, I feel like I did hear that.
Yeah, so you know, it's always been. It's I shouldn't say always, but definitely over the last 10 years, there's been a lot of news that's come out that's kind of painted him in a different light and let people know what's really going on over there. I've always been skeptical of the mega churches anyway, because if it's supposed to be a house of worship and somewhere to come praise, we don't need this crazy mega church. It should be somewhere that's nice and comfortable that everyone should feel comfortable coming into, not one of these joints where you're trying to pack 10,000 people and like it's a fucking concert in here.
Exactly.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
In the South, like, that's really a thing, man. Those mega churches. I remember, I don't know if I told y'all that story about the church we used to go to in Decatur, where there was a father, my uncle, a mom, and a son. And then come to find out that the uncle was really the dad. And that was still his mom. And it was like running the church and all that. Like it gets kind of.
Did they have a mega church?
Yeah, they had a mega church.
Okay, all right. Because I'm like, all right, where you?
And I happen to yeah, that's what I'm saying. It, like those type of scandals, a lot of times be happening at those mega churches or whatever. And then, you know, Creflo Dollar down there. You know, it's a lot, man. Like that's
Creflo.
It's a crazy means of money, man. People, religion is we know how important religion is to our communities. You know, and
it is.
You know, so it's. It kind of goes with the territory sometimes, depending on where you at. And then, like, even with the mega churches, right? We can see, like, in the Latin community, like, in my old neighborhood, it would be churches on every block. So, to the same extent, a lot of us, our communities, they go to church, bro.
Yeah.
They go to church. Yeah, you ain't stopping them.
And there's big churches in the
hustle,
city, too.
Bro.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big churches in the city. But, listen, you know, when things happen, like, you know, like the hurricane at Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And we see what's going on over there, you know. When we start seeing that, then that's when it's time you got to start checking these places, because you know you got people out here taking advantage of people's beliefs and the faith that they have in God.
Yep.
You know, just giving away all this money, and it's like, bruh, like I know you need to get across the country. You got speaking events, whatever you do, you're going back and forth, but you got to fly on a private jet. You know what I'm saying? I know you got to get back and forth, but you can't just get an Acura. You got to be driving around in a Porsche.
All that.
You know what I'm saying? The Lord said, come as you are. So.
Come as I want to pop my collar.
What? Hey.
What? Listen to that 3-6. Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar.
And I think everybody said 3-6 won the verses too.
I think they did get
that.
That
was like the consensus. Is that they won that one. I'm trying to see what's next. They gonna do Gillian and Joe Budden gonna do a mixtape versus?
Yo, shut up. They was talking about that too.
They gonna do, yeah. That came from that episode with Academics.
Yeah.
Where he said they gonna do, you know, they gonna rap. It's they even talked about Contact and Smack and doing a joint, but like on a beat.
Okay. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Word.
Yo, even though, well, Joe got to step his shit up because that Hollow battle was horrible. And he quit in the middle of the battle, so I don't want to see that shit again.
Okay. I think if they do it on a beat, it'll be different though.
Yeah, because that'd be more their lane.
Yeah, that's their lane right there. So you know, you just throw in different instrumentals, let them spit, and then you judge it off. You know who had the best verses, like that.
Yeah. That way we don't have to have a whole hour thing, cause
they gonna do this at a venue.
They could do it at a battle.
In between and shit.
Let's smack book it.
They doing whatever for the brand. I ain't mad at it.
Hey, listen, I still gonna get a lot of.
And you can rap.
That who?
You got a rap song? Oh, you rapping? Fuck that.
And the verses.
You representing us?
Yeah, it's a battle of the podcast.
Yeah,
all right, fuck it.
You representing?
We might need that.
I come out of retirement for the verses. Fuck
yo, get your find your notebooks. Find Let's your notebooks.
I'm my digging, book digging in the crates, baby. Digging in the crates. Oh, Giannis just threw it on somebody.
Yeah, my man came out here with the songs. Y'all better stop fucking playing with him and shit. You know he was Romeo before Romeo.
I was outside, man.
All right.
Shit, crazy.
Yo, what's going on with the rap beef? They've been not rap beef, but the gangs is the two chose and the
wolves.
Yeah, they've been relaxing. The
well, now that I'm hearing the Bronx drill rappers is trying to get in the mix now.
Okay,
so they got the K Flock and D thing, and then what's the Ron Suno? They was up at the Rolling Loud a couple of weeks ago, getting the shaking in the parking lot, but then they dropped the diss track versus one of two G's dead homies.
Okay.
And you know that shit could get crazy.
Yo, cause the young boys don't play that shit, boy.
Yeah, nah,
they be on 1,000 quick.
Do they?
Some niggas young boys be on 1,000. They be like, yeah, yo, why you that mad that fast, lie, bro?
Bro, yeah, this is like when Drake said 0 to 100, he was talking about them young boys.
Yo,
that's how they be ordered out here, son. I don't know what's going on. I will say this though, I just want to give these rappers from New York that are. And other gangs outside of being a GD, y'all gotta stop with this GDK stuff, because when you say that, you're not just dissing drill rappers from Brooklyn that are GDK. You're dissing the entire GD nation, and you gotta travel across the country to get money. There's GDs in every state, I'm sure. So y'all better be careful when y'all dissing an entire nation, because you don't even realize that's what the fuck you doing, because you're not specifying which GD you talking to. So you basically saying fuck the whole nation.
It's so crazy that we have Get Crunk music playing in the background in this era. Jim Jones, yo, remember them old fucking YouTube videos of like him and Maino? Yo, they used to fuck people up in New York City,
bro.
They used to fuck people up the early
New York was the Wild Wild West at that time, because and that was the time when, especially with the rappers that had any type of affiliations, like you had to see motherfuckers.
Yeah,
like now you know these rappers these days, they talking from fucking across the country. I don't like this nigga. Fuck you, blah blah blah. Nah. And he in Florida, and you in fucking Cleveland or some shit. And that's how motherfuckers beefing. But then you was seeing them dudes.
Yeah.
So you was gonna have to use if you was talking crazy, there might come a time when you was gonna see somebody, and you was gonna have to back that up.
You had to come to New York.
Oh, everything comes through New York. You got to. So you can't. You cannot talk crazy. Even you know. I remember, you know, once Gene was telling us about you know the Big and Pac stuff, and he was saying that right before Hit 'Em Up came out, there was. Sugar and they're working on starting Death Row East, and it was going to be Eric B and one other street dude that was supposed to run Death Row East, but before all of that was going to go down, they had a meeting because this when Pac was just running around saying fuck New York, fuck the East Coast, you know, and he wasn't specifying who he was speaking to, And then they had to meet in some, you know, some very respected gentlemen.
Nigga said, to whom it may concern. Nigga Pop said, Pac said, to whom it may concern, motherfucker.
Yeah, but they told him, they was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Either, you know, you're going to say who you talking to, or you're not going to be able to come into New York. And, you know, remember at that time, early 90s, motherfuckers just didn't have fucking private jets. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like it was, that shit wasn't a thing at that time. So you was gonna come in through the regular airport, and you know, so they was gonna know when you was in town, and something would have happened to you. And then he said, and then the very next day, that's when Hit 'Em Up dropped. Now that's from somebody that was in there at the time. This ain't my story. It's somebody that actually has that type of that knowledge from the scene. Just so y'all know.
Shit different, man.
Yeah. It is different era, different time, man.
Oh, Cardi on. Yo, Cardi is the first creative director of Playboy. She's the new creative director at Playboy.
Shout out to Cardi, man.
Yeah, she got a new bag. Yeah.
Cardi busts her fucking ass, and you know, she grinded up from the stripper to being on Love and she flipped the stripper into Love and Hip Hop. She flipped Love and Hip Hop into being one of the fucking biggest superstars in music. Like, you gotta respect her grind, man. She got movies she done been in. She been in TV shows. Like, everybody fucks with Cardi, except maybe Nicki. Right, but other than that, everybody fucks with Cardi.
The fashion, everything.
Yeah.
You be trying to learn the song so you can sing along with your joints.
Eric, what's wrong with him?
You know, Sean, he picks his pockets throughout the show.
What's wrong you know with what him, bro?
Just throw some random shit in there.
Yeah,
you ain't on no Lil Kim lyrics back in the day, or no Foxy lyrics.
I mean, I probably would have known more Lil Kim lyrics than Foxy lyrics, but okay. I wasn't out here just reciting like Lil Kim songs.
Like, you don't know Ladies Night. No.
Lady, he know all the verses on Ladies Night. Wow, that's
the better P honey got the shit right.
Not Angie's part.
You know Angie's part. Shit, Angie got like two songs, bro.
Angie was alright, and that was some 90s shit too, yo.
I ain't gonna hold you. I did fuck with Angie's song.
Word. Enokio was your favorite Drew Hill member, right?
First of all, okay, I didn't have a favorite fucking Drew Hill member, right?
Good
yo, and I was playing What These Bitches Want from a Nigga earlier. I was like, yo, they was really harmonizing that song. And he was singing that song with passion.
He meant that shit when he said it, what they want. He was trying to figure it out, what they want from him. Who knows what woman want? Well, everybody, every woman wants something different, shit.
The song is still relevant 20 plus years later.
Exactly, because we don't fucking
still
know
relevant
what they want from us.
That song,
we still try to figure it out. Exactly. Somebody let me know, dog.
Facts. Oh my goodness.
R.I.P. to the legend, man. Right? R.I.P. to the dog.
That shit go off in the concert. He's like, yo, boy, y'all really singing this song? Like, you know, he talking about y'all.
Yo, speaking of, right, like, you ever hear an older song and then like because of the mindset you're in now, you'd be like, wait, I get the song more now, right? Like the other day I'm in the car and the wifey joint come on from Next, right? Mm-hmm. And homie say something to the effect of, saw you outside while I was in the passenger seat of my best friend's ride, right? Then I'm like, yo, so is that who TLC was talking about when they said Scrubs? Yeah. A homie just said, you know what I'm saying? He tried to holler at you from the passenger side. That's when you caught my eye.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they really cared because they told you they dick was hard in another song.
Yeah, they was on some creep shit in other day.
A lot of music that came out at that time, if it came out now, would have got canceled. Wow. Like, there's
cancel
a lot.
Culture, yeah, it did. If we would have had cancel culture when we was growing up, it would have been no culture. Everything about the culture would have got erased. I was explaining to my daughter. I was explaining to my daughter the other day, like, it's fucked up now. But, yo, remember how we used to make fun of people that was in remedial classes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do that shit now. So
that's over. You get canceled so fast.
Yeah.
But we was literally running around the hallways of our high school
like clowning on niggas, like, oh, you in that class with only five people in there? Yeah, right, that nigga can't even fucking read, man. Yeah.
You like, got like three teachers.
But the shit was you on the short yellow bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
sometimes it was behavior though. Sometimes they was just bad as shit.
Yeah, no, it was. A lot of them cats was behavior. Cause like really, in reality, I think we might have had like when I was in elementary school, maybe like four or five kids that were actually physically disabled. And nobody messed with the physically disabled kids.
Right.
It was always the badass kids that was in special ed that people used to fuck with. Man. Like they only in there, like you said, because of their behavior.
Yeah. Oh no, them niggas used to fuck you up though.
Oh yeah, because they was fighters.
They grew up to be shooters.
No, seriously, it was a group of my high school called the Trap Boys. Oh, damn, I ain't call it. But them niggas was the homies. Oh, they was cool as shit, right?
It's out there.
So one of them played basketball. Nigga was dumb, nice. One half, that nigga scored. He was a lefty too. He scored like 20 points. He didn't even play the second half because I guess he just was like, fuck it, I'm just going for 20 on this half or whatever. But them niggas was cool. But you ain't fuck with them.
Yo, nah, there was a cat on our basketball team. I'm not going to say his name, but he was in a special class. But when we was like in 10th grade, he was already like 6'3".
See?
Yeah.
So he was a hooper. And I used to talk mad shit to him just because like I knew I was like smarter than him. So I used to like, I ain't going front. Looking back on it now, I was a little bit of a bully towards him. Like if he wanted to, he could have just slapped the shit out of me and that would have been the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Like what the fuck I'm going to do with you? You 6'3", bro. Like I can't fuck with you.
Yeah.
But because I knew he was frail mentally, I used to just talk a lot of shit to him.
And some people can't even, they can't deal with that anyway. So that's how like a lot of times people get over because they just don't know how to respond to it. Right. So their first, like, where some people might, their first reaction might be to knock you the fuck out, but a lot of people, especially if they're not developed like that mentally, they just don't know how to respond to it, so they won't, you know, they'll just take it.
Nah, them niggas would beat you the fuck up. So them niggas at my school, they wasn't playing that shit with you, them niggas is bad.
Nah, but, it's true that Ann said, though, you know what I'm saying, like, some people, like, they might be aggressive towards certain people, then they might not be aggressive towards other people, because, like I said, it's just like in when you talking to anybody, bro, like there's certain people that know they can get over on you and there's people that know they can't get over on you.
Yeah.
And so if you already a little frail mentally, in your mind, you may feel like, even you might be bigger than a person, you might be stronger than a person, in your mind, you might feel like, yo, I really can't fuck with that person. So you already be like a little intimidated to respond or say something, you know, shit might go left. But nonetheless, man, you know, our era, we was ruthless like that because we was doing and saying shit that we had no business doing and saying. Cancel culture. Thank God y'all wasn't around then in the 90s because we would have been fucked.
Well, you know what it was too? Because you also got to think that the 90s was still the crack era.
Yeah.
So a lot of shit was fucking going on at that time anyway because the drugs had fucked everything up. Especially in the 90s. Like when it started to come in the 80s more so. But it was like the 90s was prime crack era. Yeah. And it was shit was just really crazy outside. People were saying and doing any fucking thing. Like it was a wild time.
Stealing, shooting. Like you was bound to, you was going to see some shit on the ground. You might see some blood somewhere. You might see somebody fucked up somewhere.
Yeah.
Like shit was like.
Yeah. I told y'all a couple of weeks ago, we had the kid, I got to the park. The kid got stabbed up for his basketball, foreign kid. And then, you know, the D-sets was heavy in where I was at in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Just having that my mom was the crossing guard, so she knew all the kids. She'd been taking them across the street since they was 5 years old. So we knew everybody in the fucking hood.
What they call her?
The crossing guard?
Yeah, that's what they call this, the crossing guard?
I mean, they probably said Miss Gale or something.
That's Miss Gale's son. Go ahead, let him go.
No, but I want some G shit. I remember once my brother was he almost got robbed. Mm-hmm. But then it just so happened, it turned out that one of the kids like knew him, so he didn't get robbed. But it was crazy.
It was like training day. Remember they found the wallet and shit. I'm just hyping shit up. I'm asking questions, my man.
Nah, those be the illest encounters though. Because I remember me and my cousin was gonna get jumped one time, and then one of the niggas in the crew that was gonna jump was like, nah, chill. I know the niggas. Let the niggas rock.
That's crazy.
It's like, oh, we was about to catch a lot of hands and feet right there. Because
sometimes you ain't got no wins.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's another thing. Yeah, the kids these days, they never understand that. Like, we had to take our L's. We just had to take them.
Yeah.
That's what it was. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we talked about before about how, like, these kids got it easy. Because you could fake whoever you want to be on social media to anybody else.
Yeah.
If you go to one high school and you might not be no one of importance at that school. You might not play no sports. You ain't part of no clubs. You barely got any friends. But to somebody across town, when you speak to them on social media, you the man. Mm-hmm. Oh, I go to such and such. Yeah, that's my man. You hype it up like you that dude. And somebody across town don't know that that's not how you really are. In our era, because you only knew the people that went to your school or from your neighborhood, you were who they saw of every day. Yeah. You could not front for them.
Yeah.
Damn. You can't even recreate yourself, man. That's whack.
Nah, but you can't recreate yourself into some shit that you ain't.
No, but you, I'm saying, but even so, let's think about it. Let's say if you went to one school, you know, you probably wasn't the coolest person. Maybe you picked up game and you went somewhere else. You can't even, like, recreate yourself on some cool shit just because motherfucking somebody could potentially be following. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all type of craziness.
You could, the only time, like, you, like, I guess legitimate time to recreate yourself, if you wanted to, would be, like, going to college.
Okay.
If you're going away to school, you could kind of recreate yourself.
You're wild and crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Because I went to, I think, only one person from my high school went to the same college. You know what I'm saying? So, like, in reality, you could go away to school and just reinvent yourself. Or not even just necessarily reinvent yourself, but people might just fuck with the person that you are at the school. Right. So you don't even have to necessarily reinvent yourself, you know what I'm saying? But whereas maybe you didn't have a lot of friends where you was from, niggas didn't really fuck with you, maybe you got bullied, but then when you go to college and it's a different environment where you don't have the street element.
You do fuck with different people when you go away.
Yeah, because everybody's like, together. You're in the dorm
room. I wouldn't
fuck
with this person if I was back home.
Yeah. But when you wouldn't necessarily be around these people, right? Because
right.
I'm at my school, you got every fucking race, every religion, whatever you want to, you know, you have it there and everybody's just thrown together. All right, all the freshmen is here. And then everybody else is, you know, whatever, scattered around throughout the campus. But everybody from every race is in this one dorm. So you have to be around each other. You got to share the bathrooms, you know, the common areas, things like that. So everybody, you have to get to know people. And when you're put in a situation where you're forced to get to know people, a lot of times you find out that you have a lot in common.
Yep. Yep. Very well said. That's how it is. You know, you open up to the possibility of meeting new people because, like Ann said, now you're not in your comfort zone anymore.
Yeah.
You're in a school. I'm going to be here for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You and Anthony may not major in the same subject, but y'all cross paths in something else that y'all like. And now it's like, oh, shit, I really fuck with them.
Yeah.
You know, and plus we got to remember, like, who you are at 12 is not who you are at 19, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You can... True. You grow into yourself. You know, when you're 12, you're insecure, you're young, you're still trying to figure yourself out. Sometimes you fake the funk because you think that's what you really want to be when it's not, you don't really want to be that. By the time you're 19, you have a better idea of who you are as a person.
Yes.
And like you said, Sean, you pick up game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, Eric, you got them.
When you younger.
You got them skater picks that you had back in the day?
I don't know if I got any skater picks. I don't think I got that. You know what I'm saying? But again, who you are, you know, at 12, you realize later on, like, oh, I'm not quite that, but I still got some of them same elements.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Because you mature. Everybody matures as you get older.
Right.
It's always cool,
man. At least
man.
You're supposed to anyway.
The beauties of life of actually being able to just grow into yourself, man. That's a cool fucking thing. AB got suspended. Now, so you know, naturally we gonna say, hey, what happened with Brett Favre?
Brett Favre,
Brett Favre. I keep saying Brett Favre. Why I keep saying Brett Favre, yo?
Because they both play for the Packers.
Yeah, and they quarterbacks and shit. You right?
But it's definitely Aaron Rodgers. About, though.
You know what the fuck I was talking about? You see how our minds work? Y'all see that shit right there? That's osmosis, motherfuckers.
He said Brett Favre. I thought a new Wrangler commercial.
What?
Yo.
Nah, but you know what happened? And this is something that happens like a lot, right? Like, you ever notice how certain people just get all the, like, take for example the lottery situation, right? Now, out of all of us, who gets the lottery situation, right? So sometimes, you know, people be knowing what to say, the right loopholes to get around certain things. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers knew the right loophole to, you know, to throw out there.
Okay.
Because he never said that he was vaccinated. He said he was immunized. So people just assumed that he was vaccinated. Now, the difference between him and Antonio Brown is Antonio Brown took it, you know, to the craziest of lengths because he has a fake vaccination card and is trying to use it places. That's where you fucked up at. Like, if he didn't have the fake vaccine card and all that, he probably would have been good. But he you know, Antonio Brown just don't know how to control himself.
Yeah. Trip kind of convinced me of that, too. We talked about that when I was saying, you know, what's really the difference between the two. And it was something that he said that really stuck out. And it was that the NFL never mandated that you had to have a vaccine. They just wanted you to take the proper precautions if you did not get the vaccine. So Aaron Rodgers played it well in terms of the terminology he used. And then AB played it poorly because you try to submit false documents. You know what I'm saying? So now you really making us look like assholes and you trying to embarrass us because we sitting here with fake paperwork thinking that you're vaccinated and then trying to encourage other players to get vaccinated. Meanwhile, you didn't do it, and then the only reason we found out is because you ain't pay your chef, and your chef decided to blow up your spot. So, you know, I felt the same way you did, Sean. I even said it in the group chat. I was like, that's a great question. I don't know. And Tripp kind of opened my eyes to it. Like, yeah, you know what? It is a little different.
The more you know, man. This is what happened when you see you can't fuck with Kodak Black's homeboy and shit because you know he got the cars and shit for 75. Because then they said they had cars somewhere. Some guys, some dude in Maryland or something like that. Somebody got
everywhere.
That's crazy.
They was doing it at a fucking bar in Jersey. It was in the news.
So what they just
giving
got
out fake vaccine cards.
What are they just getting? They just getting the fake number. Because I know I don't know nobody that do it, but I'm pretty sure 10 years down the line I might hear somebody that say they do that. They did that.
Well, here's the thing. So most places
15,
that you 20 go to
years later, maybe
it's gonna be it's most Never. Place, most places you go to is gonna be a light check. Like, they're really, what most places are really looking for is that the name on the vaccination card matches the name that's on the ID. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the main thing that they're checking for. So it's always a quick, like, they generally, I've seen people that are doing a check and look longer at the ID card than they do at the vaccine card. It's like a quick, all right, the name is Brick Hamlin. Let me check the ID. So they look at the IDs more than they look at the actual vaccination card. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are using them. But, I mean, it's risky. And in Antonio Brown's case, bro, you got a lot to lose. And it's not like this is your first time fucking up. Like, you've been fucking up the past 4 years. And you keep getting chances. Like, yo, bro, come on.
Can I ask you a question?
Nope. Don't ask me no fucking questions, Sean. Don't ask me no questions.
Who the fuck is Brick Hamlin?
I was about to say, he pulled that name out pretty quick.
Who the fuck is Brick Hamlin, son?
You know I'm good on my feet, baby.
That sound like some fucking novel shit that he was reading some nasty bathroom novel. Remember back in the day when we had them shits in the bathroom? Those little metal shits and we had like the magazines and the books. Who was touching them books every time?
I don't know, bro. I can't call it, man.
You ain't never read no magazines in the bathroom?
No. You guys are younger? Are you crazy? Only time I read magazines is at the doctor's office. I might read a magazine.
In the bathroom, though?
No, I'm not.
You never went to nobody's house and nobody had magazines?
Not in their bathroom.
Hey, what about you?
Yeah, magazine in the bathroom, yeah.
Yeah,
I've been to somebody's house. They had a couple magazines in there. Just, you know, give you a little reading material.
Do the pages stick together?
I've never encountered that.
My thing is,
do they stink a little bit?
If somebody don't wash their hands and then they touching the magazines, so I wouldn't touch the magazines.
You see the stuff we don't think about pre-COVID.
Yeah, no, I thought about that pre-COVID. Bro. It's in the bathroom, bro. You shitting, wiping your ass. Like,
hold on, let me catch that face.
You know, and a lot of motherfuckers don't wash their hands throughout the day. Like, now, COVID has forced people to actually, you know, be a little bit more cleanly. Because you don't want to get sick. You don't want something bad to happen. You don't want to get your family sick. So people are actually washing their hands now. But pre-COVID, bro, you know how many times I'll be in a public bathroom and see a motherfucker use the bathroom and then walk right out and don't wash their hands? So, you know, for me, I'm not gonna be looking through nobody's magazines in their bathroom. Like, I just can't trust it, because I'm like, motherfucker, you got to touch your ass, your vagina, your dick. You know what I mean? Like, nah, I'm not with it.
I mean, I guess it is as a danger you or a risk you run. I would say, but I mean, nowadays you probably wouldn't even pick up the magazine anyway. You go in the bathroom with your phone.
Well, you know, that kind of changed things too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's similar to, like, remember back in the day, you go to the doctor's office, they would have magazines scattered out, and you read a magazine till your name gets called or whatever. I guess it was kind of the same thing in the bathroom. You dropping a deuce, and, you know, you might want to read up on, you know, why Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt didn't work. I don't know, you know.
That's why I'm actually, in a time like this, I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, that we take our phones everywhere we go. You know what I'm saying? That's not something that we think about.
Yeah. So now you don't have to worry about if the pages are sticky or if the previous person didn't wash their hand, you know, because you got your phone in there now with you. And right. You know what you do with your own phone.
And on that note, we gonna wrap this motherfucker up.
Yeah, man.
Shooting the shit.
Shooting motherfucking shit.
It is. We're going to rock out with Nas. It ain't hard to tell. Amazing, cause in my physical I can't express through song. Delete stress like Motrin, then extend strong. I drink my wet with Medusa, give her shotguns in hell. From the split that I lived in hell, it ain't hard to tell.